Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to Comic-Con in San Diego.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Nerds, hear me. Comic-Con is not a place for David Schwimmer and his dad, even for NBC sitcom. It's a place where people like us can be ourselves.
So your Comic-Con weekend has been how?
What it's been. You got... How has it been?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. another thing to clip in the reel of you saying dumb things.
You know what, Kevin? I had to tell you this, but I've had a crush on your voice since forever.
Now that you see me.
Now that I see you, I don't anymore. But still, I still like you. I'll still listen to you. If I shut my eyes, will you talk to me all day?
No, I will not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning. Welcome to Poop Talk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
And now.
So your Comic-Con weekend has been how?
This is America, isn't it? Then I don't have to answer stupid questions while standing on my own property.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 19th of July.
What's up, kids?
You guys, 2 days in a row. Know. He knows what month it is.
I think mm-hmm. we have a problem with Dave Bean, mm-hmm. our producer for a long
that
time.
That you don't find him sexually attractive? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
That was a different conversation.
Because that was what I learned today is I like Dave, but not enough to have sex with him. It's essentially what I heard.
This is uncomfortable.
You don't like this conversation?
No, you should definitely get in touch with HR. I'll tell you that, Dave.
It's worse than that. And that is that he's that guy who starts swinging and clapping and hitting his head
mm-hmm.
and hitting paperwork and knocking things over on the table and swearing there's some type of animal, some kind of bird, mosquito, insect. I don't know what it is because none of the rest of us can see it.
Yeah.
So he's having a grand mal seizure over there. Yes. And the rest of you are just looking at just clear skies.
Pretty much, yeah.
Listen, guys, it's
I'm just
early.
Giving you a heads up.
It's early.
Yeah.
There's bugs flying around.
I don't, but none of us see those bugs.
No bug.
We're indoors.
What are you on, Dave? Because there are some drugs that you take where that's one of the symptoms is that you feel like there are flies around you.
I don't know. I did get a drink from
a
stranger last
night. What drug is that?
I don't know what it is, but there you hallucinate. You see things, and and that's one of the common things that you see is that you're being swarmed.
Like mushrooms?
Like acid?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the drug is.
Try them all, and then get back to us on Monday.
Like meth.
Now, is this?
Like
are you guys there?
Cocaine.
Are you guys there to work for like, Comic-Con, or is it a lover's vacation for Kevin and Dave? Because I saw the video of you guys golfing together yesterday, and I thought,
cool.
They're just having a romantic weekend away. That's all that's happening here.
Yes, that's it. Dave and I don't get enough snuggle time back at the station.
Right. So. It's hard with all those people around.
You know, it was really nice when Kevin was showing me, giving me lessons and saying, it's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
Yeah, that wasn't on the video, though.
I don't. Dave, now I don't like it here.
Was that a separate video that they
yes,
made?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Were you golfing off of an aircraft carrier?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
That was awesome. Well, there's an aircraft carrier, and we were golfing off the top of it.
That was a great, well-crafted story. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, I got that much. I wanted more details. Like, where are you? You're not hitting the balls out into the water, are you?
You are. Yes, you're hitting them out in the water. And they have a little barge out there that's sort of like it has targets to hit.
Uh-huh.
And so you hit it off of the aircraft carrier, and then the ball, you know, either goes into that target or into the ocean.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then do they have frogmen or something that they hire to go to collect all the balls from the bottom of the sea?
No, they tried to get those biodegradable balls, but then they asked the people here in San Diego, and they said, no, it sort of throws off the balance of things.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we make lighter than normal, and they float. And then they hired a company on jet skis, and they're just like all going all over the place,
really?
Picking them all up.
How fun would that job be?
He said they were so psyched.
Yeah.
They loved it. And then we started trying to hit them, and of course, we don't have that kind of control.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Started throwing them at them, though, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you want to throw things at employees at a business.
No, it's a super bizarre situation to find yourself in golfing off of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, it's not something you ever expect you're going to wake up and do. That's for sure. All right. Well, very interesting. I know there are many more stories to be told, including you guys being on the floor yesterday, which is always mind-blowing to see all the stuff that's there.
Yeah.
But let's start with this. You knew eventually we were going to have to talk about the poor 66-year-old public servant who got fired because he loved Tupac too much. Now, I know you guys have seen this story, but are
you... headline many times. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to read it.
Allie, I know you've seen it. Are you like me feeling that there's a lot being left out of the news reports on this?
Every single story, I'm like, you're leaving out the biggest chunk. Like, how often was he doing it? Why? What did it entail? Who is this man? It's so bizarre.
Well, he worked for the Iowa Department for Human Services, and they provide services to the poor and to senior citizens, and they work with people with addictions and disabilities. His name is Jerry Foxhoven. He is a retired law professor, and he was the head of the agency. He also is an obsessed Tupac Shakur fan. Which may surprise you that he's a retired law professor who's 66 years old and Tupac is his man.
Those two do not seem to go together, no.
No. He held weekly Tupac Friday listening sessions at the DHS office. He celebrated his 65th birthday with a Tupac party, basically, with a cake and cookies that had Tupac's face on it and the phrase thug life on the cookies. If it were just a once-a-year thing, though, I think people may have looked the other way. But apparently, over the course of his employment at the Iowa Department of Human Services, he shared Tupac-related information in over 350 emails to his colleagues, including the whole agency, where he would send out something about Tupac to the whole agency.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, 350 times. And some of the examples are, like, somebody would write in and say, you know, they're looking for career advice, and he would write back and go, here's a line from Tupac that inspires me at DHS, and then he would quote lyrics. That would be his answer back to the person on career advice, for instance.
I would hate that guy.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. The first week, I'd be fascinated. I would want to spend time with him, talk to him, eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Second week, out.
His final email as director of the agency, which was sent to the entire 4,300 colleagues, reminded readers that the upcoming Sunday was not just Father's Day, but also Tupac's birthday. And it ended on the lyric, pay no mind to those who talk behind your back. It simply means you're two steps ahead. So this guy was really spreading the gospel of Tupac.
Right.
He really loved him. Mm. So it was not universally shared in the workplace. At least one employee had complained about his obsession. Others, though, thought it was inspiring, and they thought it was great. But he was asked to resign on June 17th, which was right after he sent out the mass email about Tupac's birthday. And the governor of Iowa will not say whether his abrupt departure had anything to do with his fixation on Tupac or not.
Yeah, that's a real question mark there.
Yeah.
Well, that is a question mark.
Email that he sent, some guy said, I need some time off. My wife is pregnant. We need some time. For the baby, and he wrote back, first off, F your bitch and the click you claim. And I was like, that's weird. It's just a weird reaction.
Seems aggressive.
I didn't see that one, Allie.
Like Tupac, it's called Hit 'Em Up, everybody, that if you want
to. That does make a difference. I did not see that one.
Yeah, one was aggressive.
But we talk sometimes about how people get fired, and you feel like this was the last straw. Like,
yeah.
Like, if he was doing a great job with the agency, maybe they would have put up with this.
No, everyone hated that guy.
Something's off with him.
Yeah.
Too much
something's
Tupac?
Very off.
Yeah. Two things. One is we have to do a phone topic of people that you know that will not shut up about a thing.
Oh, my God.
Like Peaky Blinders,
I can't think of anyone.
Neither can I, soccer boy. and two is... Taylor. Do you think that they will hire a hologram to replace this guy to do the job?
See what you did?
Because
I see.
That was well crafted.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm. So there you go. R.I.P. Tupac guy.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
This man lying to you. Y'all been taking the cleaners. You believe this son of a bitch?
This son of a bitch hasn't even talked yet.
All right, let's see what you got.
Keep it 100 because it's Friday.
Love that.
Airbnb nightmares. This is one of the ways people, you know, house when they come down to San Diego for Comic-Con. And
sure.
They can be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can be not as great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you don't get what you thought you were going to get from the pictures.
Correct, yes. Bean Has Bean Makes His Guess on the mm-hmm. program. Our cell phones are listening to us. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I've been telling you guys this for years, and no one listens to me.
I wish you would have said something. We have a TCL TV and soundbar giveaway again today. Because TCL is kind enough to be our sponsor down here in San Diego, and we love working with them. We have Cheers with Beer Mug, and we have Marc Maron, and we have DMC.
Whoa.
From Run DMC?
Yes.
Whoa. The King of Rock.
Yes. Crazy. That's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I want to thank assistant producer Christine for doing the research. Here's what Dave is on, you guys. He's on crystal meth.
Crystal meth is
what creates a delusional parasitosis, which is a condition characterized by an individual's mistaken deep-seated belief that he has a serious parasite or insect infestation.
That's a thing?
That is a thing.
Wow.
And that's what Dave has because he's insisting that he is being swarmed by flies this morning and you guys are in the same room and see nothing.
No flies.
But he's also on heroin because he's very low energy. There's got to be a mix going on there.
So crystal meth, guys, that's what Dave's on today. So now we know. The more you know. All right, Allie, take it away with our first What's Happening Here on this Friday.
It's Friday, first of all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chip. By the way, we've been giving stuff away all week and nothing for these 5 a.m. people. So I want to hook you up for a happy Friday, you guys. You're going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah!
Kids love it. You're going to see it at Arclight Hollywood on July 23rd. You're not going to be one of those losers that has to wait till July 26th to see it. You're seeing it a full 3 days before that. We're talking Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and of course, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
It was PG and there was Bush in it.
Okay, not sure.
Hell of a review.
If that's that's a good review, but pick colors 1 through 5 right now, and you're going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at Arclight Hollywood, July 23rd. In my head was like, wait.
That's correct.
Because when it's like 20 through 25, and you're like, we have 6 tickets.
Right.
I'm like, no, that's 5.
Correct.
But
you're safe with 1 through 5.
You guys.
Yeah.
It is not good. 1-800-520-1067, callers 1 through 5. You're going to go. You guys, Tom Cruise surprised Hall H yesterday here at Comic-Con because he crashed the Terminator Dark Fate panel. Walked in, he's like, you guys want to see the Top Gun Maverick trailer? Do you think the people from Terminator were like, F you, Tom. This is our time.
I assume they knew it was happening.
Yeah, I think they knew. What if they were like, we don't have the trailer, Tom. This is ours. That would be amazing.
And then he just acts it out?
Or he just leaves. He's like, okay, cool. Okay. And just
I got bad information. Sorry.
Have fun, you guys.
Bad info. It's Hall G.
This is why people go to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Is because stuff like this happens every year that you don't know about that just blows your mind. And it's worth being there because you get to see it. Of course, you know, the rest of us saw it 8 minutes later online, but still, it was cool.
But those 8,000 people
in Hall H.
Dean
has to be so condescending. Yes.
They saw it first and they saw Tom.
Yeah.
Just if you were sitting like towards the back, you couldn't really see him.
Like row two or further back.
Oh, I see what
you
did.
He's really small.
He was also a surprise guest last night on Conan. Did you guys watch the Top Gun Maverick trailer?
I did.
Is Tom Cruise Benjamin Buttons?
He never ages, if that's what you're asking.
So young.
Good point, yeah.
It's insane. But did you guys notice what I noticed?
Well, I don't know what you noticed.
There appears to be a volleyball scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I flew by pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and I was like,
it was quick,
there.
But I'm like, there it is.
Not if you slowed it down like I did, it didn't.
Oh, all right. What did you guys think of the trailer?
I think it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks great.
Yeah. We're not getting get into the absolute abomination that is the Cats trailer.
I thought that looked fantastic.
There's no way
you thought. All right, what drug am I on then?
There's no drug that would make you think that Cats trailer looked fantastic.
I thought it looked great.
Kevin.
Okay, hold on.
What's happening?
Hold on. I don't know anything about cats.
Okay.
I don't like cats as an animal.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about the play.
Right.
I don't know the storyline. I know nothing about it. And then I saw that cast person by person, except for Taylor Swift. They're all amazing.
Amazing
cast. How dare
cast.
You, first of all.
Amazing
and Jennifer
cast.
Hudson.
Amazing
singing
singer.
Singing that song. They should put that song in something. That's a great song.
I think it's in Cats.
It's from Cats.
I think it's from the trailer. I know, but I'm saying put it in something else.
Musical. The musical, Cats.
I thought it looked good. No? Am I crazy?
It looked like a fever dream.
Yes, well, of course.
Yeah, that's why you liked it. No, I thought it looked insane.
I
absolutely
will say
insane. Can't wait to see it.
Can't wait never to see it and never to talk about it again.
Bean
it
thoughts?
It did break the internet yesterday with people who were like, "What the f is this?"
Wow, I'm just
a lot
the
of people
opposite.
Had a lot of questions about it. Well, we should talk about it later.
We're going to talk about it later
when we have time. We should work that in.
Will you guys allow me later once we bring it up and let's talk about it? That I'd like to see. I hate it.
No,
and then just allow that as if it happened the first time.
Listen, Kevin, you were bitten by a spider. You had surgery. You had it was a horrible thing. You've had a skin graft on your head. Mm-hmm. You also had an extremely long day yesterday.
Right.
I would like for you to watch it during one of these breaks, just with fresh eyes.
I'm just going
to
say, I'll just start by saying, could you guys believe that trailer? That was trash.
No. We will replay this. If you could cut him saying that it was great and he can't wait to see it.
Just but asking for a favor.
With fresh eyes, would you watch it again?
Sure.
Okay.
Guys, people will, the movie will be a hit, and people will go see it.
I think people will see it. I don't know if it'll be a hit.
Yeah, but I guess.
I was very, very impressed by the cast. But
it's a great cast.
I hadn't really
and a
been
great
following.
Director, too.
Yeah. Okay.
What if I became a Broadway actor?
What?
Oh, it's quite the leap.
Uh-huh.
All right, maybe right? you
I was
won't
in Cats.
Be
Wait, you liked a trailer?
Eyes.
You liked a trailer from a movie, and now you might be a Broadway actor?
I'm saying, what if? Everything's possible, being in America.
All right. It's going to be a long day.
As long as yesterday, do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Speaking of Top Gun, happy birthday to Anthony Edwards. You've got the guitarist from Queen, Brian May. Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right.
The best.
So good in everything.
Love him.
And Jared Padalecki and Sean Dawson, the YouTuber. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I'm very disappointed that Allie has never brought up to us that we should be careful what microphones we have near us.
She seems to have known it.
Why not? She doesn't share with us.
Why not share?
She never said, don't get the ring. She never said, don't get the Roomba. She never said, make sure to put the tape on your phone and your computer's camera.
Yeah.
She never said that every electronics device in your life is eavesdropping on you. Mm-hmm. But there have been a couple of stories lately and a couple of examples lately within our own group that are making me start to think that something's going on a little bit.
I'm sorry, you're just starting to think that?
Just now, yes.
I have literally been saying this since I joined the show. Cover your camera on your computer. Mm-hmm. Don't talk near your Roomba. It's listening. And at first, I seemed crazy. But now, guess what? I have been right about everything. Alexa, listening to you all the time. She, right now, at home, Alexa's like, because she's listening. That
your TV is also listening to you.
All the time.
Your phone is 100% listening to you, whether you're on it or not, right?
Yes.
So any conversation that you're having... Well, Dave, let's bring King of Mexico in here, because, Dave, you have had two very recent examples that can really kind of not be explained any other way, right?
Insane. So I was talking to Jensen in our office, and he talks to me about... we're talking about a new show on HBO called Los Espookies. This is before it came out, right?
Great show.
I've never heard of it.
I like this
show. Knew nothing of it. Later that day, an ad comes up on my Instagram. El Spooky's premiering this Friday. And I was like, holy crap. Okay, but I get it. I watch a lot of HBO shows, so maybe it was a coincidence.
Timing-wise, it makes sense, too, because they're promoting it.
Yeah, exactly. So that one's a little sketchy, but all right, whatever.
You just thought it was weird that, like, an hour after you had an out loud conversation...
Of something I didn't know about.
Then all of a sudden, boom, there it is in your feet. Okay.
But this one was freaky. So my phone is in my pocket. We're driving in my girlfriend's car, and we're talking to her friend, and through the Bluetooth speaker, she starts talking about this thing called Resort Pass, which I had no idea about, where you could go book a pool session at a hotel, right? Nothing. 5 hours later, I'm on the couch scrolling. Boom, an ad on Instagram stories for Resort Pass. There's an actual...
Is that right?
So the microphone on your phone is on at all times.
The phone was in my pocket. Mm-hmm. How is it's? Yep. How do you explain that?
It's creepy as hell. It's awful. I will say this in case people don't believe this. Who goes camping less than me?
No one.
But having a conversation with a friend whose husband was going camping, she's like, we had to look for these tents because he wanted the specific one and blah, blah, blah. The next day, looking for a tent. No, I am not looking for a tent. People die out there in the wilderness. And on my phone, because weird things are happening. They're listening all the time. I don't like
it. That is bizarre that it's that quick a turnaround.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you guys think this is... It's clearly AI, right, that's doing it.
Because I think so, yeah.
There's no way humans are able to monitor that many calls. So there's just some sort of... It just feeds into a computer that then spits back what it thinks you're interested in.
Yep. Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you who's denying this is the head of Instagram.
Of course.
Head of Instagram.
Sure.
Who did... His name is Adam Mosseri. He did a sit-down... He very rarely does interviews, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he did a sit-down interview with Gail King at CBS Television. And he was asked about that. And I think we have a couple of clips from the interview. So let's see if we can tell he's lying.
Can you help me understand how I can be having a private conversation with someone about something I'm interested in seeing or buying, and an advertisement for that will pop up on my Instagram feed? I haven't searched for it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. I swear I think you guys are listening. I know you're going to say you're not.
I get this question all the time.
But then tell me how it happens. Does it happen?
I got it the other day because someone said, I was talking to my friend.
Yes.
And I didn't even have my phone near me.
That was me.
And then I got the ad.
That was me.
There's two ways that can happen. One is dumb luck, which can happen.
Boo.
Wrong.
The second is...
Repeatedly, but go ahead.
Repeatedly. The second is you might be talking about something because... it's top of mind because you've been interacting with that type of content more recently. So maybe you're really into food and restaurants.
Yeah.
You saw a restaurant on Facebook or on Instagram. You maybe like the thing. It's top of mind. Maybe that's subconscious, and then it bubbles up later.
Adam's talking to her like she's stupid. Gail King isn't stupid.
Right. No, Gail King owned him, by the way.
Option three.
Option three is they're listing. Yeah, but yes, look, correct. I mean... there's no way it's dumb luck that Resort Pass comes up or tents come up for Allie. And there's no way it was in... There's no other way to explain it, right? So what should we be doing, Allie? I guess this is my question. Is it's one thing to point out a problem. It's another thing to go, well, this is the world we live in. We're not going to not have a phone. What should we be worried about it? And if so, what should we do about it?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a 5-point plan that I would like to talk to you guys about today.
Thank you, Elizabeth Warren.
To my TED Talk. No, I don't have an idea
of
what to do.
You've been talking about this whole time. We figured you had a big plan.
No, for my computer, because I know people are watching you constantly through your computer, you have to put a screen cover on that. Absolutely.
Your camera light will not light up, and they can still be watching you.
Oh, yeah. They're watching you all the time. Trust
me. And it's an easy hack.
It's creepy. Put the same cover on your phone. Maybe the simple thing would be deny access to the microphone. So every time, though, you'd want to shoot video, you would have to, like, do that over every single time. But I still feel like even if you deny access to the microphone, there's a way around it. It's just, it's all very creepy. Here's the thing, though. Instagram. Who owns Instagram? Is it, Facebook. Who's been lying to us for... ever.
They've been solid with privacy.
With the lies. Oh, oops, sorry about that. We've got it taken care of. Oh, oops, sorry about that. Oh, Cambridge Analytica, no idea what that. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. They're shady as hell, but I'm not giving up Instagram. So you got me.
That's it. So they win.
Yeah, they win.
We've decided that they can have all the information in the world about us just so we can, A, make... funny photos of ourselves looking old. And B, because we're just not going to give up our devices. So we just, it's the deal with the devil that we've all agreed to.
I think so.
All right.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, in honor of TCL, who are sponsoring our broadcast here at Comic-Con, we would like to give away another 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and a TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar. That is a fantastic combination. This game is called One Man Show.
It's the One Man Show. Act out scenes you know. Just give it a go, but don't you blow. Oh, oh. Get in character. Be a serious actor. It's time for the One Man Show.
I'm not an actor, but comedic-wise, like, you take serious roles, comedic roles, but, I mean, that's the arts right there, you know, right. Laughter, sad, cry.
Acting! All right, so anything on your TV, I guess it can be TV shows or movies, right? Whatever you're watching on your brand-new TCL TV, you just act out all the parts, and somebody will win the hardware. Who's our first contestant, please?
Alfonso in Chatsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
We're great. What are you going to be performing for us today on One Man Show?
Okay, so this is from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's a scene where his estranged father comes to visit him, and then he ends up leaving him. So this is the end scene, kind of towards the end.
Why are you going to make us all cry on a Friday? Come on!
That was the only scene that came to mind.
Alfonso, go ahead.
Okay, here it goes. I'm going to have me a whole bunch of kids, and I'm going to be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because there ain't a damn thing he can teach me about how to love my kids. How come you don't want me, man? End scene.
I'm not going to lie, I teared up a little bit.
I did too, Alfonso. That was pretty good.
All right, Alfonso is in the lead. We're doing knockout round. Let's say hi to Lindsay Wescovina up next on K-Rock. I think she's going with a movie. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Very tough to beat the scene from Fresh Prince, but you're going to try.
Man. That was like full drama.
Yeah, that was real, real good. What scene are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to go with a classic. We're going to do Goonies, where they're in the wishing well.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. So
at the end of it, just like Alfonso did say, end scene.
This one right here. This is my wish. My dream, and it didn't come true, so I'm taking them back. I'm taking them all back. End scene.
It's the One Man Show.
It was very good. I think I'm still an Alfonso man, though.
Let me ask you guys a question, though, because this is important.
Yeah.
Are we voting Alfonso because of that scene?
The way
or because
delivered.
Of his performance.
Also, I think his performance.
It's so weird that his name is Alfonso and he's saying something from Fresh Prince.
Right?
That is right.
Oh my God, is it Alfonso Ribeiro?
I liked Lindsay very much, but
too.
You know, we got to pick between the two. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, right? I'm going Alfonso.
Who's next?
Michael in San Diego. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
He's in the room with us, I think.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're in San Diego. Why don't you come on down?
Oh, he really is.
I heard an echo.
Literally across the room.
I heard an echo in the room, and I was like, that guy's here. Hey, come on up.
Come on up, because we're getting feedback.
He's on the phone. Talking.
Hang up.
All right, so we're going to have Michael live, I guess, in San Diego.
That was weird.
He's walking up here.
All right, he's been disconnected from his phone, though. All right.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
What scene are you going to do from what show?
I'm going to do a scene from The Office, the part where Holly Flax believes that Kevin is mentally disabled and tries to help him with the vending machine.
Come on!
I'm going to say right now, your father's raising you right. This is perfection.
Great scene. All right, let's hear it, Michael.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
So, what are you going to get?
Well, I really like pretzels, but I also really like chips. Well, let's see. You have a quarter and a dime, and this is a button. So you have 35 cents, which means you can get anything from the top row. I am so gonna bang Holly. She's cute, She's sweet, and she seems into me. And scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
And scene!
It's the one-man show.
That was a tour de force performance.
That was truly great.
Wow.
It was really, I'm sorry, yeah. Alfonso, we're going to have to let you go. Yes. I think Michael moves on to the next round. Yeah, that was that was emotional.
Yeah, you should see it in person. How old are you?
I'm 15.
15 years old.
That was amazing.
The range and playing two parts.
Yeah, and one of them a woman, by the way. All right, we got time for a couple more. Who do you want to go to?
Let's do Rob in Newport Beach. Good morning.
Sup, party people.
Sup.
Well, there's a lot of competition here in the room in San Diego, but Rob, you're going to try to take the crown here. What scene, what show?
I'm going to do a scene from that classic TV show, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Oh, all right. All right, anything we need to know? If not, go ahead.
Just back and forth between He-Man and Skeletor.
Okay.
All right. Out of my way, He-Man! You will never interfere with my plans to rule Eternia! Skeletor, you and your minions better retreat if you know what's good for you. If you know what's good for you, you blubbering boob, Castle Grayskull is higher than king, and you are not it. By the power of Grayskull, what are you waiting for? Beastman, Merman, attack! End scene.
It's the one-man show.
I mean, right?
Wow.
The voices,
this has been overwhelming.
The voices were amazing.
It's too much.
Everybody's great. But do we bump Michael?
I am not going to look at him.
I mean, Michael's sitting right next to Allie.
Literally.
So it's uncomfortable.
Awkward. You know what? We have a rare opportunity here that we have a live audience in front of us. Let them decide. Rob on the phone or Michael in the room, you guys?
First, Rob on the phone. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye, Rob.
Beat it, Rob.
Rob, that was fantastic.
So
all right,
good.
Let's do one more, and let's make it Jesse and Pomona, please, line 7. Jesse, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Can you beat Michael and win the hardware?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting anybody to do The Office.
Right.
Pretty tough.
Pretty tough, all right.
But I'm my best.
All right, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a scene from The Simpsons.
Okay.
An episode where they all think Mr. Burns is an alien.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like you're really bringing the energy, too. Like, you are psyched for this.
You haven't started yet, Bean.
Sorry,
oh,
I'm
really
sorry.
Okay. Don't be nervous, man. You're among friends. All right. Here's Jesse with a scene
Bean
from The Simpsons.
He insults him greatly and then says, don't be nervous. You're among friends.
All right, go ahead. Backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
I bring you love. Is that the love between a man and a woman? Or the love between a man for a fine Cuban cigar? I bring you love. Oh, it brings us love. Kill him! Stop, stop, it's Mr. Burns. Oh, it's Mr. Burns. Kill it! End scene.
Is Yoda in that
scene? It's the one-man show.
Was Yoda in that scene?
I'm going to say that Jesse delivered.
He did, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Michael is over.
And congratulations, Michael.
And congratulations to Michael. A 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar from TCL, America's fastest-growing TV brand. Congratulations, Michael. Thank you so much for being here at Comic-Con in San Diego with us, and thanks for playing One Man Show.
It's the One Man Show.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
President Dick Nixon is my first guess.
You don't even know what the category is yet, Kevin.
I know, but what if it works and I get a point?
That would be amazing.
I'm a freaking genius.
It would be amazing. It would also be your first point this year, I'd say.
Correct, yes, that's right.
Kevin is referring to our game that we like to call Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes his guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes His Guess.
Yes.
Look, I'm leaving the show later this year. Is there any chance that Omar could revisit the intro and maybe just kind of update those clips a little bit?
In your honor, we're going to keep doing the game.
Yes.
And we're going to keep using the intro.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Allie, you are famous for being a sweaty pie, if I remember a conversation that we had.
Sorry, what?
No,
previous conversation.
I'm famous for hating pumpkin pie because it has that, like, the sweat beads right in the middle, and I said I don't like a sweaty pie.
Ugh, I'm a sweaty pie.
Okay, fine.
I don't know why I said I was.
Then I agreed.
That's weird.
And of course, let's also forget
Porky Pie.
Let's not forget Porky Pie as well. Well, that just brings
what's
me.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what's happening is Ranker.com had over 60,000 votes on the best pie.
Oh, yeah.
On the best. The Muggs is all in, man.
Oh, yeah.
What is the most delicious pie? And I should specify, by the way, that these are all sweet. Not this isn't a chicken pot pie or a meat pie or anything like that. So this is dessert pies, basically. What is the best pie according to over 60,000 voters on Ranker.com? And I'll give you one more hint, only because I was a little bit surprised that there are three pies in the top 10 that are all chocolate related.
Yes.
Which was more than I was expecting. So I want you to expand your brain when it comes to chocolate pies. Kevin, you get to go first, as always. You sit at the head of the table. Let's see if we can get you on the board. What is America's favorite pie?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, I'm sorry, no.
Cheesecake flavored pie.
No, I'm sorry. No cheesecake. Cheesecake is not a pie, by the way. Okay. It's a cake. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
I knew that was on the line.
Nice guess. Beer Mug, you're up next.
You got to go cherry, baby.
You do have to go cherry, baby. It is number 9.
Yes.
Number 9. Do you have to say baby?
Yeah, baby.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Hold on. I got to find. I mean, I don't get a lot of opportunities to play that. All right. Yeah. Beer Mug is on the board at number 9 with cherry pie. Miss Allie McKay.
Not sure why I work with communists, but why didn't anyone say apple?
Oh, pie? Yes. It is number 1. I don't know why I expected you were going to say pie. Yes. Apple pie is America's favorite pie because we're not communists like everybody else in this room.
Right.
Well done. You also have a point. Mr. Kevin Ryder.
You said 3 are chocolate.
Mm.
I'm going to go chocolate cream.
Chocolate cream. I'll say yes. I will say number 4. It says Hershey cream pie, but I'm going to give it to you.
It's not even close, but I got a point.
Chocolate cream pie is number 4. You are on the board. We have a tie game all around you guys. 1-1-1. Beer Mug, you're up.
This might not be on it, but it certainly is one of my favorites, and that is key lime pie.
I mean,
key
lime pie. That is what the category is.
Baby.
Key lime pie, by the way, is a great effing pie and just missed the top 10 at number 11.
Oh, just
number
outside.
11. By the way, the key lime pie that they serve here in New Orleans is unparalleled. I've never had anything
and
like
that. And that helps us out.
Not at all. All right, Allie McKay, your guess, please.
I've talked a lot about the key lime pie at California Pizza Kitchen.
The best.
Graham cracker crust. It is
that
a
is pretty good.
That is, that's a good pie.
The best.
That is a good pie. What about blueberry pie?
Blueberry pie is a good guess, but I'm sorry, number 15.
Ew.
Number 15 on the list.
Stupid list.
Kevin, you're up.
I'm going to say cherry.
I already said that, baby.
Yeah, Muggs got that. It was his first guess.
Oh, do I have to say baby? Is that my mistake?
No, we had cherry.
Okay. All right.
Pies, guys. Think pies.
German chocolate.
Oh. Is again a cake. I don't know how many times I can remind you.
I was like, oh.
I was just about to say pie, and I realized, oh, that's not a pie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So 2 of your 4 guesses have been cakes so far. Muggsy.
Still tied all around. Let's go peach, baby.
Peach is number 8.
Yeah.
By the way, peach pie is terrible. It's terrible
disgusting.
Pie.
It's not great.
Peach pie is a miracle. I love it.
Oh, really?
Yes. You put some vanilla ice cream on it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, because you have to cover up the peach ass taste.
The terrible taste of the peach.
What is it? Where did you say it makes you?
Back here. I know we're on the radio and you can't
see. Allie's pointing to the bottom of her ear, her earlobe.
You know when you taste something you're like, and it's in the back, like back by your molars.
No.
Anyone in the room?
I understand what you're saying, Allie.
Yes.
They're being nice. You guys are nice.
You are delightful.
Allie, you have a guess for us?
I do. And I think that the top of this pie is gross, so I always take it off. But I like the bottom part. A lemon meringue.
Oh, lemon meringue is interesting, but unfortunately, it is number 7.
Wait, 7? Yes?
Yes, you get a point.
Oh my gosh, you are freaking us out.
Okay. Lemon meringue is number 7. You guys are doing really, really well. All right, what's the score?
It's 2, me, Allie 2, and Kevin 1.
All right, let's go around one more time real fast. Kevin, your final guess, please.
So there's 3 chocolates. We've only come up with 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
one. You've only come up with
1. You've only come up with 1.
Oh, so there's 2 chocolate more. Cream.
Right.
Chocolate.
And there are other pies not chocolate related as well.
I'm going to say chocolate pie.
Well, at least it's not a cake.
Wait. Do it over.
I'm making progress.
Say baby at the end.
Chocolate pie, baby.
No, I'm sorry.
No? Okay.
Lugs, your final guess to try to get into the lead, please.
Gotta go pecan, baby.
Number 10, ladies and gentlemen.
You said these were all sweet.
Yes, they are.
Pecan sweet?
It's a sweet pie.
Pecan is like meaty.
It's delicious, by the way.
It's nutty. It's a nutty pie.
I'm with the meaty girl.
No, it definitely has sweetness in between the pecans. Okay. It is number 10 on the list. That was an outstanding guess. Anything food-related, Muggs is going to do pretty well. Allie, all right. He is up. He's up 3-2, so this is your last chance to end the game in a tie, or you go home in defeat.
Boysenberry, baby.
I'm sorry, no boysenberry. Here's some of the ones. By the way, there's Boston cream pie was at number 14.
Of course,
apple crisp pie was at number 19. By the way, there's blackberry, there's raspberry. But here's your top 10. Number 10, pecan pie. I think we got number 9, cherry. Number 8, peach. Number 7, lemon meringue. Number 6, banana cream. Number 5, one of the chocolate pies was cookies and cream pie. Number 4, chocolate cream pie. Number 3, pumpkin pie. Number 2, and this is, if you could ever, pumpkin pie, yeah. I can't believe you didn't say it after you brought it up before the game started.
I pointed to her earlobe.
Number 2, and this is a pie you don't often think of, but if you ever have the opportunity to order one, you do get the chocolate silk pie. Mm, that is an amazing
chocolate
pie.
Chocolate silk? I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
You would recognize it if you saw it. And number 1, of course, was apple pie. Ladies and gentlemen, Beer Mug is your winner. This has been Bean Makes His Guess.
Bean Makes His Guess,
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
So Allie says, I'm sorry, how long? And I put up both hands, all the fingers, 5 on each hand, 10. And she looks at me and she goes, what? Like it meant nothing. It meant nothing to her.
You were doing them like you were shaking them like jazz hands.
I was not jazz hands.
Okay.
Am I going to have to separate you two or are we going to be okay?
I think so.
Hey, Comic-Con every year, and thanks again to TCL for sponsoring the broadcast down here. But Comic-Con every year is when a lot of the big trailers come out, usually for movies next year, like the Top Gun trailer. Which, by the way, already has over 8 million views, Tom Cruise Top Gun trailer. The Jay and Silent Bob, the new Jay and Silent Bob movie from director Kevin Smith, that came out yesterday. That is very dirty.
It is a
redder than Red Band trailer, but a lot of people were talking about that. But the trailer that broke the internet last night was released a day early, and it was for the movie version of the long-running musical on Broadway, Cats. And it has an unbelievable cast, including some of the greatest actors of all time, like Judi Dench and Ian McKellen. Idris Elba is in this. Rebel Wilson is in this. James Corden, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson. The list goes on and on and on. Jason Derulo is in it. But so many of us who know nothing about Cats looked at it and said, what the actual F is going on in this thing?
Didn't even look like a movie. Like, what's happening?
What is happening? Allie, you described it as a fever dream earlier.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Really?
It's terrifying. I hate it. Let me just give you just a couple of examples of what people said.
Okay.
My brain has melted. My eyes are bleeding. There is no God. The face-head ratio totally off. All the cats have faces too big for their heads. How did nobody spot this?
Okay, stop right there. Yeah. Does it bother anyone else that these are cats that have human faces and human mouths?
Yes, 100%. It's creepy as hell.
And some of them wear clothes and some of them don't.
But it's a Broadway play, so you can't use cats. You guys know that, right?
Right, but in the movie, though, why aren't they cats? Why are they cat-human hybrids, though? And also, they appear to be living in a house where they're cat-sized because all of the furniture and everything is human-sized, but there's no indication that humans exist in their world at all.
And why do some of them wear clothes and then the other ones are just skin, but they don't have, like, cat nipples?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Right?
It was,
blew your mind, didn't I? Just
it was very... And what did you take away? You know, a lot of times we complain that trailers give away too much, okay? Do you have any clue what's going on in this movie?
It was ridiculous. It gave you no information. I don't know how anyone could like it.
Which is kind of what Kat says. By the way, if you're just joining us and Kevin's saying, I don't know how anyone could like
it. It looked ridiculous.
That means you weren't listening in the 5 o'clock hour when I said, did any of you see the abomination that was the Cats trailer? And Kevin said, looked pretty good. I loved it, and I don't even like cats. And then you said, when we come back on, I'm going to deny ever saying it.
I don't remember saying that ever. Why would you make that up?
Why did you think it looked good? What about this looked good?
All right, listen, I was tired.
Uh-huh.
I don't know cats. I don't like cats, the animal.
Right.
I like dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't like cats, the play. I had a lot of chances in New York to go to cats. Uh-huh. Not interested at all.
Okay.
But cats is now and forever.
That's what I've heard, sure. But I didn't care. Uh-huh. So then I saw the trailer, and there's so many superstars in there. And then, unfortunately, Taylor Swift. But everybody else was great.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Hudson singing that new song.
Amazing.
It's not a new song. It's memories. It's been around for 40 years, Kevin.
Totally put that into play. No, so I don't know. Maybe it was just like a fever dream or something. Uh-huh. Like you were saying, it looks like it. Maybe I was having one. But in that moment, I was like, damn, this looks good.
There's no way you're going to see cats when it comes down to it.
Oh, I assume by the time we get there, you guys will have beaten the life out of me.
But I'm just telling you that when the
time... Because you guys don't like joy.
But when the time comes for you to go see a musical about singing cats, that is the opposite of a Kevin movie.
Yeah.
The opposite. There's no louds at all in this thing.
I think you're forgetting edibles. Am I right?
I mean, Jennifer Lawrence's version of this song.
Jennifer Lawrence is in it? Oh, I didn't even see her.
Of this song is amazing, right?
All right, let's hear. Uh-huh. Let's hear a little bit of this. Right. This is apparently what got Kevin all weepy last night in his room, crying by himself, in San Diego.
It's coming. Sit tight.
And she sings too, right? Oh, there we go.
And your face.
This is not a Kevin song at all.
Mm-mm.
And by the way,
it's a beautiful song.
Barbara Streisand has the most famous version of this, which I'm sure you hate. Right?
She's already done a cover of this?
No, she did it years ago. Kevin, the song has been around forever. Since you were a little kid, this song's been around.
This song, I heard this song yesterday. I assumed that was the first time. It's a great song. They should put it in a movie or a play or something because... The music they used for this trailer is amazing.
Okay, so you still are standing by. It looks great.
I know. I'm saying I never said that. And I don't know why Allie's being hurtful. And I don't know why you're being hurtful, B.
I want a good movie. That's what it is. Mm. All right. What was the big takeaway you saw online last night, though, Allie, was just people just... couldn't get over how weird it was.
It looks weird. Nobody could tell what Cats is even about, which I think even if you saw the musical, you'd be like, what just happened?
I can't figure out what it's about at all because they look, half of them look scared and half of them look like they're flying through the air, dancing and singing and laughing.
I'll say this. A guy did tweet it out, but he put the song from Us into the Cats trailer and it fits better and I'd see that movie.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and delete my tweet that says must see it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of our favorite segments of the whole week is happening right now. Here's Allie.
Yeah, during this What's Happening segment, we all pick some of our favorite songs. Maybe we just heard it. Maybe it's an older song that just came across your playlist. But this is a segment where we talk about our I guess it's a Spotify playlist.
Sure.
Exactly what it is. Yeah. It's called That's My Jam, and every single week, we pick a song every member of the Kevin and Bean Show. We add it to the playlist. We all have very different tastes. I know you probably think we pick the music, because you're like, I know they want to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers 8 times a morning, but it's not true. We don't pick the music.
Great band.
Great band.
We've heard great it band. Enough is all we're saying.
We're good for right now?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we all add this, and if you go to @KevinandBean on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, you will see a link to the That's My Jam playlist. Kevin, you're up first. What did you pick this week?
I picked Twin Pumpkin.
What?
Have either of you heard about this?
No.
I think it's a dude that plays all the instruments. I'm not positive.
All right.
And then you start doing a deep dive to try and figure out, like, who is this?
Yeah.
When did they start? Mm-hmm. What's their background story? Can't really tell. Here's what I found out.
Okay.
Twin Pumpkin. The concept is a mix of Alex from A Clockwork Orange and Tyler Durden from Fight Club.
So,
okay.
Wait a second. Those are actors' roles in movies, though.
Yes.
Not musical.
No, but this is the concept that birthed Twin Pumpkin.
Okay. All right.
Now, let me just read. Now, you know how sometimes I feel like music critics just write for themselves because they don't really say anything? Mm-hmm. This is what a music critic says. Twin reveals himself to be a gloomy and hero-stuffed frustration with everyday life and inconsequential euphoria, represented by unique musical identity, traveling between punk aggressiveness, pop accessibility, and heartfelt and a singular view.
None of that is helpful.
Ew. Couldn't I find, hate that writer.
Couldn't find any information on this guy.
Well.
Although I do know that he's put out 4 songs, mm-hmm. 2 songs last year and 2 songs this year.
Okay.
And he's very prolific. I don't know how he's going to keep up with that blistering pace. Yes.
Okay, so what is it?
The name of the song is Monolith.
It wasn't worth what we had to go through to get to it, but I still enjoyed it.
Took me a lot longer to go through that than you.
All right, Bean, what did you pick?
This is the most surprising song of 2019 as far as I'm concerned, because it's 2 pop singers and a country singer who get together and make a rock and roll song. I've never been a huge Ed Sheeran fan. I know a lot of people are. But he teamed up with, of all people, Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton, and they put together a rock song called Blow. And you tell me as you listen to this, if you were ever in a million years, imagine this was Ed Sheeran if you didn't know ahead of time. Hot damn, pop it like a pistol, mama. It got me down on my knees, baby, please. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming for you. Bruno Mars,
great.
Chris Stapleton and Ed Sheeran together. Again, it's in his new album just released called Blow.
When you put those 3 together, they become Kid Rock.
Apparently so, yes.
Which is kind of crazy.
But a really good Kid Rock song.
I enjoyed it very much. Bean, look at you. You were giving props not only to Ed Sheeran, who you're not huge on, but Bruno Mars, who you hate.
You're absolutely right. Look,
that's
huge. I can't deny it.
Bean's heart grew a little bit bigger today.
Yep.
Oh, that is lovely. Well, Jensen is not here, but his pick is from an alternative indie rock band from Sydney, Australia. The group is called Middle Kids. Here's Real Thing. These streets are pulling at my memories.
say, some good additions to the playlist this week, you guys.
Agreed.
Can you picture Jensen, like, looking out the window, it's raining, and he's just all emo listening to that song? That's what I pictured during that.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. My band is a band I have never heard of, and I had to do a deep dive into who they are.
Did you find out more than I did about my...
A little bit. Okay. A little bit, yeah. Their name, The Pillow Queens, and they're from Dublin, and it's four girlfriends from Dublin that were in a basketball league, and apparently they would go to the pub after they would play in this league, and they realized, just chit-chatting and drinking, oh, you play an instrument? You play an instrument? Oh, we play instruments. Let's start a band. And then one girl was like, yeah, because we suck at basketball. So they started a band, and here is how they're described: as Tato Punk. And I'm like, what is Tato Punk? And then I realized, oh, Tato, that's Irish potato chips. Tato Punk, you guys.
Okay.
None of it makes sense.
Okay.
But.
So mine and yours makes no sense.
No sense.
Okay.
But I do know it's four girlfriends, and they have a great sound, and it's Pillow Queens with Cuckoo.
Everyone looks on with disgust. Maybe I'm paranoid. Who can I trust? I should have known you'd shed your husk. As your pupils peaked at the sign of dust.
I mean, I am a cuckoo spoke to me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know about anyone else. Did you just get that,
Dave? I thought she said, I am a good Jew.
I'm a good Jew also speaks to me as a Catholic. What is wrong with you?
That's a good read, Dave.
Good Lord, good read. If you want to follow along, again, it's That's My Jam. Just go to @KevinandBean on Instagram, Facebook, or on Twitter. You will see the Spotify playlist right there. In the meantime, some birthdays for you. Anthony Edwards, Brian May, Jared Padalecki, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Shane Dawson. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
You know, I was thinking, Allie, about that conversation we were having earlier about how every electronic device in your life is watching you.
Yeah.
Or listening to you. Do you ever stay at an Airbnb?
I did once, but if you don't think I did an entire sweep of the place to see if there were any hidden cameras, you don't know me.
Yeah. Oh, but that's not technology spying on you. That's the owner of the
B&B. Oh, that's the owner, putting a camera.
Right, for cameras.
Sure. That would be the most terrifying thing, and I bet that it happens all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, why else have an Airbnb place if you can't put cameras in it, right?
I mean, I think people make money that way, B.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk about, especially, you know, this weekend with San Diego Comic-Con going on, there's as many hotels as there are some people who decide to come down late for whatever reason and can't get one. So they got to look for alternative lodging, and Airbnb is one of the places they go. Now, you don't always get what you think you're going to get at an Airbnb. It's kind of on the owner. You're kind of trusting him or her to be honest with the description of the place.
Which doesn't help.
No.
It's like a dating app. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you're nothing like you said you were.
So we want to take calls from you at 1-800-520-1067. If you have ever had an Airbnb horror story, you went and what happened? That's what we want to hear about. 1-800-520-1067. And I think we'll start off the conversation with the man who suggested this topic, because it's DJ Omar Khan, who recently kind of went through this on his own.
Yeah, I went to Texas, and we're about 45 minutes away from Austin, and we wanted to visit Houston for a couple of days. And it was kind of like the situation you said. We're kind of under short notice, so we're like, let's Airbnb. We had a pretty big group, about 9 of us. So my brother-in-law takes it upon himself, and he sends me a little link to the Airbnb. I check it out really quick. I read a couple of reviews, and I was like, oh, this place is gold. We're good to go.
Okay.
When we get there, you know how in some neighborhoods you drive one block over and it's like the ghetto?
Sure.
So we're driving, we're like, oh, this is a great neighborhood.
And then, so beautiful. Oh,
exactly. And then we get to the Airbnb place, and it was a dump.
I mean, just on the other side of the tracks.
Absolutely. There was a homeless guy living right outside the brick wall. So there's that.
Instant friends, right? You're just but, there. You already have a neighbor you like.
Yeah. But he was getting it for free. You weren't.
Yeah, exactly. I was paying for it. We drive into the place, and there's beer cans just everywhere on the driveway. We walk up to the Airbnb, and this is, I think it was a duplex, and we're on top. And we open the doors. We open the doors, and everything about it was tiny. And they promised that it was going to be roomy enough for 8 people, and it was just not.
Now, hold on. No. Stop. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Is it possible that a family of little people live there?
Maybe. That never crossed my mind.
Because there's plenty of room in there if you got a family of little people. It's tiny little furniture.
But it was crazy how bad this place was. I mean, the tile floor, it was like cracked. It was like there wasn't like one tile floor that was complete. There was cracks on the floor. There was stained, dusty furniture everywhere, bugs, and you could see animal droppings.
Nice.
Yeah, like rodent droppings. It was crazy.
Any spiders?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. But the one of the doors was broken, and we had little children with us, and one of the little kids rubbed against the door and got a splinter like in it. It was crazy bad. So we call the owner or the Airbnb people, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry you're having this issue. We'll be down there. If you guys would just want to give us an hour, we'll be right down there and we'll clean. I'm like, what are you guys going to do? You guys going to remodel the place?
Right.
It was crazy. And we had
to burn this place down and start from scratch.
Totally. And so we had to go back and forth with them for a couple of hours before they gave us our money back.
Oh, so what did you do now? You're in BF, Texas with no place to stay. Then what?
We called, we have points on our credit card or something. So we ended up just all staying in one hotel room.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Right. 9 people in one hotel room, Omar?
It was a suite.
Okay. How tiny was the furniture?
Oh, so that was the weird thing. I don't know where they got this furniture, because you look at the pictures and it looked like normal size furniture. And when you get there, I mean, the couch on the online, it looked like a couch for 4 people. But when you got there, it was like maybe for 2, and you're sitting really closely. It was crazy.
So 1 fat guy or 2 regular people?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, I guess you roll the dice when you do Airbnb. You know, that doesn't mean the next 20 times you use an Airbnb, it might be great.
It was crazy when you told me, though, that is this seriously unregulated?
Yeah, I think so. I mean...
That's bananas.
As far as I understand, yeah, they don't have... I mean, this is one of the reasons why the hotel industry is always against Airbnb, is because, you know, hotels have to have inspections, and they have to have pest control, and they have to have a lot of other things that doesn't have to do with their home. Yeah. I think it's really, you know, it's just like an Uber situation where it's really just kind of between you and the provider of the service that you're willing to pay for.
Yeah, and we were so pissed.
So we're going to take calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you've had an Airbnb disaster experience. Let's start with Katie. She's in Playa del Rey. She's up first on line 2 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Katie, thank you so much for listening and for calling. What happened?
So I contacted the Airbnb and told them that I was throwing my fiance a surprise birthday party, and that only me and a couple of friends would be staying the night, but we'd have about 15 people there for the party. And so she's like, okay, we're going to do an extra charge for the party. And I was like, that's fine. And so they do the extra charge. We settle everything. The day of the party, she contacts me and goes, oh, by the way, because you're having a party, it's going to be an extra $300 on top of that.
What?
Whoa.
And
I thought you already had that conversation.
It was a surprise party. I couldn't cancel.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I mean, okay, I can't cancel. I can't do anything about it. So I paid the extra $300 and then contacted Airbnb and sent them the emails and everything where she agreed to one price. And they were just kind of like, sorry, nothing we can do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's some good customer service right
so
there.
So you're really at their mercy because they kind of got you at that point. They can charge whatever they want once you're in there.
Exactly. If I was just staying for the night, I would have just canceled. But because... I was, you know, you can find a hotel last minute, but because it was a surprise party and I'd sent out the invitations and there were a bunch of people coming, I couldn't do anything. She knew that.
Thank you, Katie. Appreciate the call so much. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Ryan. He's in Newport Beach. Up next, line 1 on K-Rock.
Morning, Ryan.
Oh, it's actually a she. Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. What's going on, Ryan?
Yeah, so actually, this just happened this weekend. I was on my way to Temecula for a wedding, so my husband and I got a little studio. We get to the Airbnb, and the instructions for getting in is that the host will greet you. And so we're knocking on the door. Nobody's answering. You know, we're in a, like, residential area. There's no service. So I'm trying to call. Calls are dropping. I'm texting. I'm messaging him through the app. Nothing. It's 100 degrees out there, you guys. Sure. And so 45 minutes pass. We're still waiting. And I'm just like, I don't even know what to do at this point. I'm trying to contact Airbnb support. The phone call keeps dropping. At this point, I need to get ready for the wedding, okay? So yeah. My husband and I are like, well, it's almost been an hour. It's 100 degrees out here. We need to go get a hotel room before we can't book anything. So we get to the hotel. We book. We have to pay, you know, double the price of what the Airbnb was, get inside the room, and then I get a message from the host via the app saying, oh, I'm stuck in the middle of the ocean. Sorry. You can let yourself in. The door's unlocked.
Oh, yes. That's amazing. Yeah. And that's the kind of information you could have used 2 hours earlier.
Exactly. He could have just let me know that maybe the day before he knew he was going to be in the ocean. I don't know. Maybe that morning when we were talking to each other. But no, I didn't get it until maybe 45 minutes after the check-in time.
That's hilarious. So, Kevin, yeah. I hear you. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting she should have tried the door?
You know, to show up.
Because I don't think I would have thought of that. I would never have expected the door to be unlocked.
Right, but if you're going to wait there for an hour and it's 100 degrees, I don't know. Try the door.
I'm saying let's not shame Ryan. It's not her fault is what I'm saying.
Can I shame Katie, the previous caller? Why sure. would you tell him you were having a party?
Right?
Why would you even do that?
That's another great point. All right, so far you're saying all these Airbnb disaster stories are on the renters. That's what you're saying.
Ryan got screwed, but I'm just saying maybe she should have tried this.
She should
Ryan, thank you for listening. Okay. Thank you for calling 1-800-520-1067. Your Airbnb disaster calls are next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
And we are live from San Diego for Comic-Con, a place where a lot of the hotels are booked. And so when you come down here, you have to look for an alternative, and maybe an Airbnb looks great.
Yeah.
Price not bad. Mm-hmm. Description fantastic.
Good pictures, location.
Great,
yeah.
Right? And then it turns out not to be so.
Turns out to be a house of horrors, as we're going to hear from Laura in a minute. But first, Casey, finger on the button girl here at the world-famous K-Rock. Back for another appearance on the show.
Hi,
this
again,
happened
guys.
To you. Are you just at this point just making up stories so that you can get on the air? What's happening?
Sure, why not, right? No. My boyfriend and I were in Vegas a few years ago for the Las Rages Music Festival, and it was kind of a last-minute thing. So we're like, oh, yeah, we'll Airbnb it. And we found this cute little, like, boutique hotel that had posted via Airbnb, not through, like, a, you know, hotel booking thing. And so it said for instructions on arrival, and we'd gotten there kind of late at night, to call this number and somebody would bring us the keys. I'm like, okay, fine. So we're sitting in like this weird parking lot in the back of some kind of sketch neighborhood.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. And it looks super like weird from the outside and ghetto and like this pink building. And so some guy comes out, gives us the keys. Okay, fine, whatever. It's a really cute place. Every room is themed. And then we go out for food and come back and our stuff is moved.
What?
Like inside our place, like we hadn't like unpacked, but like the suitcase that had been in the closet was now outside the closet.
Allie, don't say a word. If you bring up your goddamn ghost, Allie, I swear to God, that ghost that only moves suitcases.
And then there was like, you know, we had stuff in the bathroom, like my makeup bag was moved over and like little things were like, what is going on? So we finally get a hold of the people who, you know, own the building and they have no idea what's going on. After back and forth conversations that night and the following night, because we did stay because there was nowhere else to stay. We did. There was nowhere else. Everything was booked. It's a music festival weekend. So we stayed. And then they finally call us back. Apparently there was somebody else who was like a rival business who was using their property as the address to book down the road. So they had people that were not actually booked at this location using the location to then show up. And somehow they were given access to our place thinking that they were the tenants of our unit.
That's weird.
Yeah.
No bueno.
Did they steal anything from your suitcases?
It didn't look like they even opened anything, but it was just moved just enough that we're like, this is not right.
So different people thought they were staying there and just moved your stuff a little?
Oh, yeah. So those poor people had no idea that they were not supposed to be there.
See, this is what's great about Las Vegas, man. It's always an adventure. Yeah. You never know where you're going to get. All right, Casey, thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, we lost. Did we lose Laura? No, we got her. She's on line six, please, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. She joins us from Anaheim. Laura, thank you for calling. What happened?
Hi, guys. So I went to Boston for the first time with a girlfriend who had never stayed at Airbnbs. And I've always had such wonderful experiences.
And we get to our apartment, and we have to go up these, like, windy, creepy steps. The light bulb in that hallway didn't work, and we're lugging our luggage up to, like, the second floor.
Love it.
And then we get there, and we're both just kind of like, oh, because it doesn't look anything the way it looked in the photos. So mm-hmm. these owners were very strategic about how they took their photographs, like close-ups of like their couch with a cute pillow, nice accents. But the place itself was so creepy. There was like this little door, like for little people, in both of the bedrooms.
I'm sorry, just
that neither
listening.
Of us opened because we were so freaked out.
What? There was a door for little people?
That's what my place with the ghost
there was
had.
A little door.
A tiny door.
How you do you not? Because you have to keep them somewhere, you guys. You can't let them be out in the big room with you.
But you open the door just to throw
so
in food.
Scary. No, we did not. We did not open it. And then, the bathroom was like this makeshift accordion door that they made themselves that was, I don't know. It was. There was a lot of stuff like that clearly needed work. And
it was
they
janky.
Neglected
the house was janky.
There were rats that were waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, gnawing within the walls.
Okay.
Every night that we stayed there.
Okay, yeah. so you get free pets, and you're complaining about that too. You've got bonus little people that you weren't counting on, and free pets, yet you're still bitching.
And it could have been the chef.
You need to learn to be grateful.
Ratatouille joke.
We got it, Allie.
Okay, all right.
You're in the file, and you're going straight to hell. Laura, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more. Let's go to Sean, also in Anaheim. He's on line 3, please. This sounds like a party.
Hi, everybody. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I went to Idaho a couple years ago with my daughter. She was 10 at the time, and we were coming in super late around Christmas. And it just happened to be, fortunately for us, one of like the coldest weeks on record there. And we show up to this place that's right near downtown. And we get in the door, and it—I swear—it might be the coldest house I've ever been in my life. Right. When I walked in, there was like no temperature change from walking outside to in. And we set all our stuff down. You know, we start kind of getting situated, and I'm looking for the heater, and I turn that on. I don't hear anything, you know, kick on or anything. And then I go to try to turn on the kitchen faucet. No water. So
all right,
we're frozen.
You know, bonus.
These folks did not turn on the heat or anything before we arrived, and so everything was frozen solid in the house.
Oh,
and
no.
So I called the people. It takes like 45 minutes to get them on the line, and when it says Jeff and Tim are your contacts and then a woman calls you, you think, oh, okay, this is a property management company that's running this thing rather than just individuals. And she tells me, she's like, well, we can bring some space heaters over. And I said, for all the pipes? And of course, it's just one of those things where someone says something to you, and you're like, okay, they just didn't think before they said that.
Yeah, look.
And so that's a woman for you, right?
Right, Sean. I don't know how much you were paying for this place, but you expected heat and water. I mean, come on, man.
You're saying again.
I'm saying ungrateful. You had a roof over your head, but all you could do is bitch. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, I don't have any water. Come on.
Learn to appreciate the good things in life, man.
Yes. Why is the glass always half empty with you? That's what I'm saying, Sean. All right. We'll have to leave it there. Quick break live from San Diego at the TCL Theater. And, not technically at the TCL Theater, but the theater box right around the corner from the theater. Mark Maron, speaking of movies, has a new one out called Sword of Trust. It's fascinating, you guys. And we'll catch up with Mark when we return right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Friday, this time every week, we do a little feature that we like to call Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100.
The 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
You text us at this time any K-Rock song you like, and if we have it, we'll play it for you. We got some great suggestions this week. Unfortunately, texter number 99, STP's Sex Type Thing, Sorry Sergio, so close. Good, yeah, we're not going to be hearing that great song today.
Yeah.
Texter 101 was Blues Traveler and their song Hook, which I would have enjoyed. Remember, Kevin, we did Breakfast with Blues Traveler at Cantor's way back in the day.
Yeah.
But there's only one Texter 100, and there's only one Edwin, one of our favorite listeners from La Mirada, who joins us. I'm the only one applauding, but we all love Edwin joining us here on the Kevin Edwin. Show. The Edwin.
Are you sure it's
Good morning,
Edwin?
Party people.
Are you the Edwin?
Yes, I'm the Edwin.
Edwin?
We interact with
Hello,
you
Allie.
So
Good
often
morning.
On social media and via email, but we never, ever get a chance to talk to you. Do you text every week for Keep It 100?
No, I got in one time and I figured I should stop, but I don't know. Today I figured I'd try it again.
Okay, and here's what you need to know about Edwin. He's very, very funny, and everything he does is for comedy's sake. So I have a feeling that you have picked a song, not because you like it, because you think it'll make our listeners smile.
No. It's a classic.
All right.
Okay.
Edwin, we're going to give you a chance to introduce it on Keep It 100.
Okay. I wanted to dedicate this to my sister, Kristen. She made me listen to Kevin and Bean. I hated you guys, and now look, I love you more than anybody. Anyway, it's... Zoot Suit Riot by the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Cherry Papa Daddies, you mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, same thing.
He's same thing.
He said same thing.
It is the same.
They do a cover, yeah.
Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer.
I hope someone's alarm went off right then.
Yep.
Keep It 100.
I'm sorry. I enjoyed that. I like that
a lot.
I
did too.
And by the way, when you hear at the end of that song where he says, I think I'm about ready to sing, he thought that was the run-through. That was the rehearsal. And the engineer says, no, come on in and listen to it. I think you nailed it. And they just decided to leave it in. And that's the first time he sang it in the studio. That's the version that they released that became a big hit for the Cherry Pop and Dad.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
I'm going to say we're not playing that in irony, though. That was an actual fun fact.
That was a fun fact.
That was Edwin and La Mirada, his pick for Keep It 100 on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Allie, you are usually pretty good at this. That was a very particular period in K-Rock's history when the whole world was into the swing dancing after the movie
Absolutely.
Swingers.
Absolutely.
When was that song released?
That was the later 90s, so like between 96 and 99.
Those were the later 90s, yes.
Which I would say I'm leaning more towards 97, but it could also be 98.
We're narrowing it down now. Your final answer?
97.
Ladies and gentlemen, October of 1997. Was when that it was released, and
keep it down. It's far too loud.
Well done, Allie. The audience goes crazy here in San Diego. Thank you, Edwin. We'll do it again next Friday for Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K Rock.
This is very definitely one of those we are absolutely not worthy moments, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Founding member of Run DMC, Daryl DMC McDaniels, has joined us here
on
K-Rock.
Good morning.
Also the creator of Daryl Makes Comics, which explains why he's here in San Diego. DMC, or should we call you Daryl? What do you prefer?
You could call me Daryl. You could call me D. You could call me Daryl Mac. You could call me DMC. People always ask me, what does my name mean? D's for never dirty, MC for Mr. Clean. But sometimes I tell them when certain people ask that DMC means that Daryl makes cash.
Yeah!
So you can pick the one you want to call me, but most people call me D. Most people call me D.
It's like that speech was your recital. I think it's
very,
very
vital to rock a rhyme that's right on time. It's tricky is the title. Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme that's right on time. It's tricky.
How is it?
It's tricky.
Tricky.
Here we tricky. Go. It's tricky.
Oh, my God.
It's
the best day of my life.
Allie, you're in the band.
You just performed with him.
Yeah, we got to rock around together.
That was
amazing.
That was nice.
All right, let's talk about Daryl Makes Comics, because this is you are not a Johnny-come-lately to this. This is something something that you have been obsessed with. Even before you knew you loved rap music, you knew you loved comics, right?
Yes, before hip-hop came over the bridge from the Bronx in like 73 to Queens, New York, and before I discovered 70s rock radio in New York City. Because when I was a kid, I didn't listen to soul music. Because that's when my mother and father were still young. Mm-hmm. So they was into Al Green, Marvin Gaye, and Aretha Franklin. So I didn't really have no music.
You got to rebel against that.
Yeah. You know, I went to Catholic school my whole life. I was a straight A student, by the way, and always on the honor roll.
All right.
Nice. And very proud of it.
All right.
But I was this geeky little nerdy kid. And living in Queens at that time was traumatic. It was miserable because I got teased, bullied, and picked on. Mm. But Stan Lee, rest in peace, he's like God. He created Marvel comic books. He put the superheroes in New York City. When I found out Spider-Man lived in Queens, I felt that I could find a place for myself in this world. So as a kid, all I did before music was read, collect, and draw comic books.
Wow. I'm getting goosebumps from this story, by the way. I'm literally getting goosebumps from this story. Yep. That's how much of an impact it made.
Yeah, why do you think my whole career... I'm DMC from Queens, Kings from Queens. My name is Daryl Mack. I live in Queens. When I found out that Spider-Man lived in Queens, it was over. Because I had somebody I could relate to. You know, I wasn't in a gang. I didn't sell drugs. You know what I'm saying? I was a straight-A student. I had to be in the house when those lights hit, the lights came on. My mother was like, when you see that street light, I know my bond in this house. So I had to find things to do and imagination and creativity. And one of the things about reading those comic books, because I was reading all the time, it made me a good student. Yeah. So everything in the so-called pretend make-believe of Marvel comic books was reality to me. So when it was time for me to get on the microphone, I was sitting there one day and I was like this. I was like, okay, in this universe, I'm Daryl. In that Marvel universe, Thor is the son of Odin from Asgard. He got a brother named Loki and he got a hammer. That's Thor. Okay. But then I looked at myself in this world that I live in. I said, I'm Daryl. I'm from Hollis. I got a father named Bifred and a brother named Alfred, and I got a microphone. So on the microphone, I was pretending to be the most powerful entity in the hip-hop universe. So I became son of Bifred, brother of Al. Banner's my mother and Run's my pal. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Daryl's. Those burgers are Ronald's. I ran down my family tree, my mother, my father, my brother, and me. So comic books allowed me to tell through stories on the microphone about who I really am. I was pretending to be a superhero on the microphone because I was highly and educationally inspired by those comic books that made me feel that I could exist in this world that I felt out of place.
So that literally gave you a voice.
Yes, it did.
That's when you found your voice.
That's when, prior to that, I was a shy little kid that just sat in the back of the classroom. I was known as the weird little geeky kid that wore glasses named Daryl who reads comic books.
Please tell me
but
you were
it
able
out for me.
To tell Stan Lee all of this.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I met Stan Lee three times, and told him, Stan, you created a monster.
So, Daryl, five years ago, you decided to get into the comic book business, right, with Daryl Makes Comics.
Well, no, I didn't decide that.
Okay.
I actually went for a music meeting, and this is a cool story. I went up to Warner Brothers Records in New York City for a music meeting. Mm-hmm. And I met with this young man named Riggs Morales, who was Eminem's right-hand man over at Shady Records all those years. And by the way, Eminem is a geek and a nerd like us. Superheroes are all over his house. So Eminem, I love him. So I sat down for this music meeting, and then this guy, Riggs Morales, he was very professional. He was like, Daryl, I'm usually very professional in this and that. But he said, I'll never get this chance again. He said, what was it like when you was a kid? And I was like, well, all I did was read, collect, and draw comic books. And he said, comic books? And I said, yeah, comic books. He looked around his office. He said, comic books? And I was like, yeah, comic books. We sat there for 3 hours and we talked about comic books because we thought it was just the hip hop and the music we had in common. Mm-hmm. But he was a Latino kid from the Bronx. I'm an African-American kid from Queens. and we had a lot in common besides the music. So after I told him, yeah, I'm Superman, Batman, Captain America, Hulk, Spider-Man, everything, and this and that, he said, D, you should do a comic book. And I originally said, nope, you're not going to get me in trouble. And he said, why not? I said, you ain't going to have my fellow geeks and nerds mad at me for thinking, because musicians are funny and entertainers are funny. Just because they have hit records, they think they can do everything.
Right.
So I didn't want to do a comic book and disrespect the culture of, you know, the geeks and nerds, because it's a sacred thing.
Yeah.
And Riggs, he laughed it off. He said, yo, that's really cool, D, but you could do with a comic book what you've been doing with your music for the past 35 years. And I was like, what you talking about, Riggs? He said, inspire, educate, motivate, and entertain. And when he said that to me, I said, yo, I'm him. And then he said, okay, you can't use Marvel, you can't use DC, you can't use Image, you can't use anything that's out already, you can't use Valiant. What would you call your comic book? And I sat there and I was like, man, I can't use Marvel. Shucks. Can't use DC. And then it just came to me. DMC. Daryl Makes Comics, because that's what I'm going to be doing.
I mean,
there it is.
So,
there it is.
That's an origin story right there.
Yeah, that's the origin of it. I didn't want to do it, but Rick said, yo, you can do something that'll bring people together, inspire, motivate, just like all of the records that I've always made.
How many titles do you have in the from the company?
Well, right now,
how many different books do you put out?
Right now, we have a graphic novel. I'm up to issue number 3 with the graphic novel. We're getting ready to release graphic novel number 4. And in those graphic novels, we reintroduce all the characters and the superheroes. And then we're going to start doing the monthlies.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We have a 16-year-old female superhero, because girls kick ass.
You guys,
no applause for that. Come on now.
Come
on,
give it up. Give it up. And it's going to be something that everybody can relate to. If you're 3 years old or if you're 130 years old, you will be able to pick up a DMC comic book and find something that you can relate to. Just the same way that all of us from generation to generation was able to be attracted to whatever it is. Because if y'all don't understand this, we are all products of pop culture. Mm-hmm. Like I sit here before you, I am Fred Flintstone. I am the Munsters. I am the Addams Families. I am Huckleberry Hound. I am I Dream a Genie. I am the Jetsons. I am Tony Stark. I am Bruce Wayne. I am Superman. So all of those things allowed me to be successful of whatever I would choose. I don't care if I wasn't rapping. You know what I'm saying? If I was a cook and I was a baker, I'd be the superhero baker, because I was inspired of the greatness. Because when you look at superheroes, they're really complicated individuals.
Yeah.
Look at those worlds of those superheroes, as powerful as they are all just like us. So it's okay not to be okay, because we are all working for the same thing. So when you read my book, we're going to deal with social issues, political issues, religious issues, musical issues, current issues, young issues, like the little kid in kindergarten that got problems. I'm going to address that in my comic book. And the 90-year-old man that lives down the block from you, I'm going to address those problems. So it's going to be a universal experience will be able to empower all of you the same way that Run DMC and Aerosmith, when Steven Tyler took that microphone and knocked down that wall in that Walk This Way video, people said, yo, DMC, that didn't just happen in the video, that happened in the world. So everything that's going to go down in my comic book is going to be something that's going to assist all of us on our journey as we partake in this wonderful life together.
Are you sure you're not the Reverend? I mean, seriously,
honestly,
this is church, man.
I was just about to say,
this is church.
You took us to church, and that was the best TED Talk I've ever
seen. It really was.
No, I'm not a Reverend. I'm a superhero.
That's right.
Well,
I forgot.
Here's what I want to say quickly like in the 90s, I was quick to judge.
Uh-huh.
I thought people were coming down here and comic books were nonsense, right? And then a guy worked on our show named Ralph, and he told us, no, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
You should come down and see it. And we came down and we saw people and we saw true inspiration and true friendship.
True happiness.
True happiness. Everybody here is so happy.
Exactly.
And it 100% changed my mind.
It's very diverse people from all over the world, all walks of life, and that's the beauty of it. See, you had to come experience how cool comics are.
I was stupid. And now I'm
cool.
Not as dumb.
Yeah, people don't know. Dude. Look, The world does not know that it's the geeks and the nerds are the real gangsters here. It ain't the hip-hoppers, it ain't the gangbangers, it ain't the drug dealers, it's not the mob, and it's not the mafia. The geeks and the nerds rule because you got to understand something. We create everything that's cool. We create everything that solves problems. We create everything that people can relate to. There would be no movies up on the big screen in Hollywood if it wasn't for the comic books that they made over 100 years ago.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
It's because of us. Not Daryl
McDaniels, 2020. Daryl McDaniels, 2020, yes. You guys. Am I right?
Yes.
The Daryl
McDaniels. In a place to be, and I make comic books just like Stan Lee. What?
There it is. Daryl makes comics is the imprint. Look for him all over Comic-Con. You're welcome on the Kevin and Bean Show any damn time you want. Daryl, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Keep it rocking, y'all. Comics are cool!
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Who fell off the stage?
Fell off the stage, Allie?
Listen, here's the thing. I just went through the biggest roller coaster of emotions. I wrapped It's Tricky with DMC from Run DMC, and then I fell off the stage going to take a picture with him. Literally fell off the stage. But here's the cool part. He said, and I quote, "It was like in slow motion, like you were a superhero." You guys!
Yeah.
Day ever.
By the way, you're talking about your joy doing that song with him.
Uh-huh.
He was thrilled to be doing that song with you as well.
It was amazing.
That was fantastic.
But I will tell you this. Everybody here, so kind. Can I get you an ice pack? What can I do? What can I do? I am so mad because I immediately looked around and Carlos was coming right towards me without the camera.
Yeah, that
he wasn't
was
rolling
words.
On it.
Her first words were, "Why is no one taping this?"
Yeah. Oh. That would have been great. Add to your reel.
Everyone's so bummed. I mean, my leg's broken and my arm's kind of hanging off, but...
Speaking of Allie at Comic-Con, Kevin, you and she went to the floor yesterday.
Yes.
Which is, what it's all about for merchandise and whatnot.
Is that a euphemism?
No, and I know there's an entire video up at krock.com of you guys interviewing a bunch of people and seeing a bunch of the stuff that's on display and everything like that. My understanding is you did not get off to a great start?
Hey, it's Kevin. This is Allie.
I have my own mic.
She has her own mic. We're at Comic-Con on the floor.
Why don't we do that again?
I think it was great the way it was.
Okay.
So, several minutes of that kind of batter.
Yeah. We both were holding mics. He introduces himself, then mics me. And I'm like,
sure.
I think it's relatively clear what I did.
Let me over explain this for 1 second.
So, check out the video and a bunch of videos from San Diego's Comic-Con.
A bunch of really fascinating people in cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, for sure. Oh, the guy with the boobs, man. What was going on with him?
Right?
He could move his chesticles
in
a way that I've never quite seen.
Like Terry Crews does with the moving the pecs, yeah.
But more so.
Yeah, more. It was crazy.
It was impressive.
The fact that when we walked up to him, we thought he was wearing a costume of a chest because he was so ripped. We thought it was an actual, like, flesh-colored costume. He was just ripped.
Yeah. Yeah. You were kind of jealous, Allie, too.
Well, A, that he had bigger boobs than me, but not hard.
All right. Do we have time for any kind of what's happening or no?
I mean, who cares, really? Right?
Because we just peaked and there's no way we could...
I mean...
It's up to you.
I need to go to the ER.
Okay.
No, I'm totally kidding. You guys, everything's fine. Everything is fine. But I could get, like, workers' comp.
And she was never heard from again.
From Intercom, I could get, like, workers' comp.
Sure.
I mean, you got hurt on the job. There's no question about that.
Like, 2-3 months, you think?
Or... Probably, yeah.
How much do you think?
How much time?
No, how much money?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they just give you time off, but it's like paid time off?
I don't know how to figure that out.
Okay. Bean, how much time did you take off when you fell on your head off the stage? How much time did you take off?
Well, Bean's dumb before he gives his answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my tailbone that got bruised. But that happened at 10:15, and I was at work the next morning at 5 a.m. So I didn't technically take any time off at all.
Yes, right. You did it wrong. Okay.
I didn't do it wrong, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we really have anything that's cool.
For what's happening?
For what's happening.
Okay.
Can I share the Blink 182 news that just came out, though?
Oh, I would love that.
If you're interested in hearing about it, because
absolutely,
you know how much we love those guys. They were on the Good Morning America summer concert series this morning.
Yeah.
And they played a number of songs, including Blame It On My Youth and What's My Age Again. But the real reason I bring this up is because Mark Hoppus has revealed officially now the title and due date for the new Blink 182 album, which we have all been very excited waiting for, right?
All right.
Okay.
So the follow-up to California will be out on September the 20th. September 20th, brand new album from Blink 182. The name of the album is Bajmir.
Bajmir.
The name of the album
is Bajmir.
Bajmir.
I don't think I'm allowed to say what that would spell if you spelled it backwards, but the album is spelled Bojmir. Everybody?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it so much.
Uh-huh.
It's so Blink.
It's so Blink. They are still 11, those guys.
Thank God, right?
Bajmir is the name of the album, you guys.
Wow.
So there you go.
You guys figured.
They got it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
They got it.
All right. Yeah. I will do this one story because I think it's important to know. Because a lot of us, when we were kids, we'd be like, oh, I wish my parents smoked weed. They'd be so much more chill. Guess what? Smoking weed doesn't make parents more chill when it comes to discipline. It actually makes them more likely to punish their kids.
What?
The research of 3,000 California parents found that marijuana users were more likely to administer all types of discipline techniques, including timeouts, taking away privileges, and spanking, more so than children of parents that weren't chilling out with their weed.
There's something wrong here.
What a bummer.
Yeah, there's something wrong
right?
here. There's something missing here. That can't be.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm denying that story.
Are you overcompensating because you're oh, I'm so chill. But you know what? You also need discipline. Is that what it is?
Know.
I don't know.
I just think it's false.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin disagrees with
I'm
that
I'm just going
false. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like some birthdays today?
Please.
Shane Dawson, Benedict Cumberbatch, Jared Padalecki, Brian May, and Anthony Edwards.
And thank you to TCL, by the way, for making all of this possible.
Thank you to TCL.
Fantastic. Amazing.
And great TVs, too, and great soundbars.
Agreed. And on your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial-free for all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers.
One more. Give another run.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial-free for all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers.
Kevin, God damn it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
What's going on?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kevin, what about Kevin?
Kids, if we've learned anything today, it's that your parents are right. Comic books really will rot your mind.
We gotta get off the air.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
You can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
I want to see some naked dudes. It's why I built this pool. Is that really it?
Bong, bong.
Done?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.